Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Cubs baseball tomorrow during my show, so you will not hear me. You'll hear Cubs baseball, probably. I am taking Friday off. All of us are taking Monday off. So I'll be back on Tuesday, and maybe I'll be recharged and refreshed by then. Parkins and Spiegel are going to help in that regard as they hold down the fort until Cubs baseball this afternoon. Hello, boys.
Hello, Lawrence. Yeah, well, Mitch has a weather guy. You know, he's guy. You got a guy for a restaurant. You got a guy for this hookup. Speaks as a flower guy. You know, do we gonna have a game today? I don't know. There might be a little delay. Mitch's weather guy says we might have a full show. We might not. I don't know.
Triple header tomorrow?
Oh, how about that?
Let's do it.
How about that? Yeah. But so we're either on for 3 hours or
four.
Or four today.
Been ready for four the last 2 days. And today, I brought extra stuff just in case, you know?
Are they all the runs that were scored against the White Sox yesterday?
No, the Red Sox will probably need those for tonight, too. They're ridiculous right now. But we got to figure some stuff out about the Red Sox suddenly being able to hit everything.
And how the White Sox could duplicate that?
That would be good.
That would be awesome.
That'd be real, real good.
I went through for people. And just went through the OPS of each player in the White Sox lineup yesterday.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, it is. It is. There's too many fours and fives in there.
Oh, and then I heard you doing batting average, which is fun because we all remember batting average. A three is good. There's a three in the front.
There's too many ones.
There's way too many ones.
You should really only have a lineup that maybe, like at the worst, has one guy in the ones.
Yeah, that person should be hitting ninth. Maybe eighth. Or if you're Tony La Russa, second.
They have multiple people that are hitting in the ones.
Yeah, you know, like Memorial Day being the first touchstone to really stop and pause, obviously, as we have said many times, 60 games, couple of months, 42 games, it's close. Memorial Day is it's very soon. I believe it's Monday.
It is Monday.
Yeah, you're a 500 team with a negative 35 run differential.
Not great, but I still... I mean, we can do this every week.
Until when, though?
Well, no, but we can do it every week where we go around the room like, hey, do you think the White Sox are going to win the division? Do you think they're going to make the playoffs? And everyone still keeps saying, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm starting to get more concerned.
Yeah.
Of course.
Concern grows, especially because the Twins have some
weird
stuff.
Weird-ass Twins
got some stuff in the system. They could trade away for more. They're paying a whole bunch of people right here in the middle of their window, too.
Yeah, you don't want to...
Danny, what's a realistic games back where you're like, uh-oh, maybe not this year with the division? 12?
Oh, I mean, yeah, man. Yeah. If it got to double digits, I think that would be super concerning, no matter how much time was left in the season. You have so many games with the Twins that will help.
Weird-ass Twins.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey, listen, man, five and a half is no joke.
It really isn't.
Yeah, five and a half is no joke. There are only, there's only one division in baseball where the first place team has a bigger lead over the second place team than the Minnesota Twins have over the White Sox.
Weird ass Twins.
And that's the Mets over the Braves. Like, the Mets have been dominant. The rest of the NL East is under 500. And so that's an 8-game lead. But other than that, like, Yankees are 4.5 up on the Rays. Astros only a game up on the Angels. Brewers only 3 up on the Cardinals. Dodgers only a game and a half up on the Padres. So it's the second biggest divisional first to second gap in the entire sport. So it matters. It's just still objectively early.
Look, Joe Ryan has pitched like an ace for the Twins, but he's very young, and this is the breakout. So you're like, I don't know if that guy's won. Sonny Gray with 7 scoreless last night. That guy could be. I could. If you told me that guy like settles in, and he's pitching very well this year. If he settles in and is just a killer, and that's your game one of the playoff starter, that's much more daunting to think about going down the stretch in August and September. But they can still trade for one of those guys, too. That's what they'll do. They'll add somebody to the top of that rotation, and you're like, oh, that changes the way I feel about them over a 2-month span and a 7-game series.
The White
span.
Sox?
Twins.
The Twins, okay.
Twins.
Yeah.
White Sox are going to be loaded with guys like that.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but this, that's,
I misheard you. I apologize.
That's the Twins' glaring need, is what I'm saying.
I got you.
They got
weird ass Minnesota Twins.
Who's that? Who's that calling them weird
ass? CeCe.
Oh, that's so funny.
That was last year during the Yerminator stuff.
You know, we could call Torrey Hunter because he never paid up on his bet from last year.
We could make another bet he doesn't pay up on.
Well, he said that the Twins were going to beat the White Sox. The White Sox beat the Twins by whatever it was, like 12-something games in the division. And he said either we had to go down and do a show at his barbecue spot in Texas, or he would fly barbecue up and come do a show with us in studio.
Did you get the barbecue?
We didn't get the barbecue. We didn't get the in-studio appearance, but he did call in and make Super Bowl picks in our rapid-fire Super Bowl pick segment.
All right, I mean, that sounds
so
good.
We used his guilt for 2 minutes of content.
Like less, like 40 seconds. I frankly don't. I feel like
that's not paying off.
He still owes us on that bet, frankly. And he was like on the golf course. Like, yeah, he didn't even remember. But yeah, so maybe it's time to lay down the gauntlet again. A little double or nothing with Torrey Hunter. But it's dangerous making bets with people who don't pay their bets.
Yes, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm trying to I can't wait until the White Sox and the Twins play again, because I want to get a real clear look at them. And I know that they're doing this thing with Buxton where they're kind of treating his games per week the way that the White Sox are treating Michael Kopech's innings, and so they're trying, and they've so far been able to get away with it. They have a soft part of their schedule right now, and they are taking advantage of it. And that's the thing where
you have to
you can make fun of them and say, oh, well, they're beating Detroit, and Detroit's a bunch of bums, and great, you can do that. But then the White Sox need to take advantage, and it's why like the Kansas City series was so upsetting. Because that's a win 4 out of 5 and maybe 5 out of 5 series. And it was touch and go that you were going to win the series until the 5th inning of that last game.
Yeah, 4th of July is when you play the Twins next. That's 3 at home.
Yeah, but run me that June schedule for the South Side 9, Danny.
No, I know. I'm just looking at it. Then you've got 4 more in Minnesota before the break. So you've got 7 games against them in July, like before the All-Star break. So 7 games in a 2.5-week span against Minnesota. So you ask, like, how far back? You certainly don't want to be back 8-plus games of the Twins heading into July, but you would have 7 opportunities to play them. No, the June schedule for the White Sox, let's see here.
Toronto, then Tampa.
Yeah, Toronto, Tampa.
And we're not sure
and then
who's
going
to be available to go to Toronto. That'll be interesting.
Toronto,
to see.
Tampa, Dodgers. Then you've got 6 here with the Rangers in Detroit, but then 6 on the road in Houston and Toronto. Or 3
no,
here
you're
with
reading
the,
that wrong.
No, 3 here with the Rangers, 3 in Detroit.
Then you get 4 with Baltimore, and then you get the Angels.
Yeah, there you go. You go to the West with the Angels and the Giants.
Yeah.
And then you come home for the Twins.
It's not an easy schedule, but the White Sox
not ideal.
But the White Sox are supposed to be. They're not. No one's schedule proof. But you got to play all these teams. Everybody does. You've got the fifth or sixth highest payroll in baseball. Yeah. You've been in the playoffs back-to-back years. You've got the pedigree. Like, you absolutely, like, they should be looking at you and say, oh, it's a tough game on our schedule, too. Like, that's how it is. It should be. So, any like, I've heard a little bit too much, frankly, scheduling complaints from White Sox. Like, oh, well, we had too many cold weather games early. Okay. Is that rare for the Chicago White Sox to play cold weather games?
I mean, it's a little rare. I mean, I'm with you in spirit on this one, but it is rare that they weren't going to be in a dome or warm weather city until, you know, June.
Sure. It's weird league-wide. It's a league-wide issue.
It was a scheduling quirk that was to the extreme this year, I will grant you.
I rock the mic like a vandal.
Light up the stage. Yes, but I mean, come on, man. Stop with the excuses. You're supposed to be awesome. You haven't been awesome. Execute. Like, they just too much excuse, man.
They definitely have not been awesome.
Big thing coming out of last night to me is
Vince, 16 runs?
No, oh, well, Vince Velasquez.
That was a big thing.
Vince Velasquez, three innings in relief.
I thought he was really good.
Sure.
And I kind of like him in that role.
Wow. Like, that's his role.
That's what they wanted him to be before you end up with all the injuries
and
stuff.
So strategically, that means he's there. Cueto is, of course, going nowhere until he has a few bad starts at this point, if they come. And, you know, Keuchel DFA watch is on because he's the next to go.
Think it's DFA or do you think it's, hey, Dallas, your back really hurts right now?
It might be that first. It might be that first to see if Cueto maintains or see if Lynn is going to be healthy or that kind of thing. So maybe invent an injury for a little while. But with everything he said and the way that the talk circled around him.
Pitch better.
Yeah. You know, and do you want to sweat through his five innings? Or?
I really don't.
No, I don't know that they do either.
I got to tell you, man, one question. What the Dallas? Dallas, what are you doing?
So he's next to go. But yeah, there's Vince out of your rotation for the most part, unless they spot him to give Kopech an extra couple of days.
And things went so bad for Dylan Cease. He now has got a 4.25 ERA.
That's crazy. I mean, with that, like, the state of pitching these days, one start like that, and the Cy Young gets a lot more difficult.
Well, I was joking around that maybe this is, if you really do believe that that's an aberration, this might not be a bad time to put in some odds on Dylan Cease to win the American League Cy Young Award. Like, you're probably not going to get better odds now on him than you would today, right?
Yeah, let me think about the American League here for a minute.
I mean, he'll have to fight one of his teammates, I think, if Michael Kopech keeps doing like this.
Freaking Verlander, man.
Well, yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Speeds, obviously. I'm just saying that if you're a White Sox fan, it's like, one of my guys are going to get the Cy Young. You're probably not going to go with Lance Lynn anymore. And Dylan Cease was looking like that dude until yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe now, maybe the odds are a little bit longer and you can get more bang for your buck.
Let's see.
Where do you think it's at? Maybe 12-1 on him? Maybe longer?
16-1 is what I'm seeing right now. He is behind
Kevin Gausman. Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
Shane McClanahan.
You have nailed the top three. Are you looking at?
No, I'm looking at the stats and thinking about who's going to go, because McClanahan, it's rare that Tampa has a true starter who goes deep, and that guy went six scoreless last night and does it with consistency.
Three more guys ahead of Dylan Cease right now. Two absolutely massive names in the sport.
Is Shane Bieber ahead of him?
He is not. He is behind him at 25-1.
Garrett Cole is ahead of him.
That is four of the six.
Well, you got me thinking with massive names, because
maybe the biggest name in the sport right now. He has been comped to Babe Ruth.
Shohei Ohtani.
There we go.
Oh, he hasn't pitched enough to be among the leaders that I'm looking at.
But I mean, I'm just thinking. I mean, he's got the fourth highest odds in terms of the gambling market
for Cy Young,
for American League Cy Young. Yes, sir. Tied with Garrett Cole, and then
Nestor Cortez, Alex Manoah.
There we go. Alex Manoah is 11-1. Nestor Cortez is tied with Dylan Cease right now at 16-1.
Yeah, Manoah's been amazing. Those Nestor Cortez numbers, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, 16-1 for Cortez, and then big jump, Lucas Giolito and Shane Bieber at 25-1. Michael Kopech, Lawrence, if you're interested, 30-1 on. So, I mean, that speaks to the skill. They've got three guys in the top 11. Three of the top 11 American League Cy Young, according to the odds, are White Sox starting pitchers. So that's
congratulations.
Yeah, it's accomplished exactly nothing for you, but...
Here's the thing about the Red Sox.
It's a lot of different ways for White Sox fans to lose money, Tanny.
Can I get a number on Tristan McKenzie?
Yeah, oh, Dr. Sticks. I love that dude.
Is he sub 3 ERA right now, right?
Big time. He's sub
McKenzie
2, I think.
For American League Cy Young, Lawrence, I could interest you...
No, he's sub 3, 2-7, you're right.
120-1.
Woo!
Woo!
A lot of names he would have to jump.
Mm.
You interested in a little 10 to win 1,200? Interesting. Okay. There you go.
You know, when the three of us make bets together, they tend not to go very
well. I'm not betting with you guys ever again.
I'll double it.
I'll tell you, when you said 16 to 1 for Dylan Cease, I was like, this all feels way too
go
familiar.
Go Bulls!
Yeah. That didn't go well.
No.
I blame us. Nothing else. Really.
Nothing else happened.
No.
Nothing else
Nobody
happened.
Else rose up. No teams played well. Bulls.
No other injuries happened.
No.
Yeah.
Bulls didn't get exposed as being soft and easily shoved around by just about anyone. That didn't happen.
Nope.
It was us betting. That's what did it.
Welcome to the powers of the mush, Speaks. You're learning.
I like it.
You're learning.
I like it.
Great power comes great responsibility. Today, John Morosi is on the show, Lawrence. National people are weighing in on the Chicago Bears in all sorts of different directions.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Shane and Tanny stayed for the full nine last night at the White Sox game.
That's a terrible idea.
We will discuss that experience and... start the show a little different today, and yeah, we'll leave it at that. Start the show a little different today, invoking a trope and a phrase that is a pet peeve and a passion item of mine and ours that is being invoked yet again around the country. So we will begin the show in that way.
All right, boys, I'll see you on Tuesday.
All right,
have a good one, man. Enjoy the time off.
Thank you, sir.
He is Lawrence Holmes. Tanny's open kicks us off. Park and Spiegel on the score.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.